Welcome to the Fire You Carry podcast. This week's episode is a little different than what we normally do. It is Kevin, Mike, and I talking about some music that we like, some equipment and gear that we enjoy, and we also break down our experience with competing in the CrossFit Open this year. A couple fun stories thrown in there just to keep it interesting. Thank you for listening. Hey, you guys have been amazing. Your support continues to overwhelm Kevin and I. The podcast is something that Kevin and I both love to do, and it's been really awesome seeing it connect with so many people and watching it grow. If you want to continue to help support us, we would love it if you would continue to tell your friends and family about it. Go ahead and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, and give us a review on iTunes if you haven't done so already. For those of you that have, that is a huge deal and makes a big impact on where we end up on ratings and lists and things like that. Thank you for listening.
We're back with The Random Show.
Can we call it that?
It's The Random Show.
All right.
We're talking about random things today, things that we like. What else? How else would you call it?
Yeah, we are just going to be talking about things we like, random stuff, and then at the end, we're going to do a quick recap of our experience competing in the CrossFit Open this month, or last month, rather.
I put competing in quotations, yeah.
Loose quotations. Yeah. But we did complete all the workouts, and we'll talk about it.
So Noel's a music guy. He's constantly listening to lots of music, sometimes with drums, sometimes without.
Yeah.
And
that's true. Music with no drums.
Mike was playing some ballads today on the rig. So we were on the war rig and we had some ballads, but that's all right. He's calm, keeping it calm, you know, being centered.
John Mayer.
Nora Jones. Yeah.
So what do you like? What are you listening to right now, Nosef?
So the first thing I got to shout out that we haven't actually talked about on the podcast, though, for those of you that pay attention, it's in the show notes. My Epic is a band on Face Down Records, and I've liked them for, I don't know, at least a decade, a long time. They are a rock band, and Face Down Records is a record label that has Christian artists that play what we call hardcore music, which, if you don't know, is music with a lot of angry screaming in it. My Epic doesn't really fit into that category. They're more of just like a hard rock band. Early on when we were starting the podcast, we were looking for some bumper music to play at the beginning and the end of the episode, which if you listen, you've heard it before. That is the song Hail by My Epic. It is the instrumental version of the song. And when I decided that it would be a good fit, I just went out on a limb and emailed Face Down Records to ask them permission, because you have to have permission to use something like that in a show. I got an email back from them and they said, yeah, you're welcome to use the song. Just go ahead and credit us in the show notes. So that's been our song since the beginning.
Those drums fire me up.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love the band.
Yeah, that is great.
Their lyrics are really solid. If you're into good lyrics, yeah, you should just go check it out. So that's My Epic. Look them up.
You're kind of like me. Your music is mood-based. So like I noticed, you know, when you're trying to chill out, you like some of that music with no drums, folky stuff. And then when it's like workout time, it's like...
Yeah. When I'm driving home, I usually listen to mellow stuff. So Mandolin Orange is our favorites.
I was going to say Mandolin. We all listen
to Mandolin Orange.
That's good stuff, dude. That's like dinner time music.
Yeah, it's really good. Kind of got a bluegrass feel, but not too twangy, too upbeat.
They're husband and wife, right?
They are, yeah.
That guy's incredible on the whatever it is, mandolin.
Mandolin. Yeah,
they both are.
Yeah, she rips, too. Yeah. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, look them up. I also love, in the mellow category, I love Coulter Wall.
Oh, Coulter Wall, Canada's favorite son.
Yeah, he's I guess, I don't know, would you call him outlaw country or is he just country?
He's outlaw country.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's Canada country. Dude.
Canada, he's from Canada. It's good stuff, though.
He looks like our boy Brian Noss with a hat on.
True. I saw a side-by-side picture. It's actually true. Shout out to Brian Noss.
So you got a little country, you've got a little bluegrassy stuff. What do you listen to when you're pumping weights?
Probably my two go-tos are Sleeping Giant, which was a band on Face Down Records. They're no longer together, but they're pretty heavy. But that's
one of the best.
Look up that. Actually, I'll put it in the show notes. Watch that music video.
How do you say it?
Tithemy.
Tithemy.
Pretty sure that's how I say it. Someone's going to tell us we're wrong. But look that music video up on YouTube and watch it. Back when you used to go to shows, the Sleeping Giant shows that I went to, and I've been to, I don't know, 4 or 5, is the best experience I've ever had at a show. So wild, but so fun. So I love Sleeping Giant, and I really like right now A Day to Remember.
Yeah.
I like those guys a lot.
They did a little mashup with the Marshmello.
Yeah. Rescue Me. That's a good song.
Rescue Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good jam.
Yeah.
Well, I got to shout out my buddy Landon. He's in a band called Taken Days, and they are like throwback OC punk rock. They're super rad. Check them out. They're on all the things. And they actually have a live show coming up. Like, remember live music, everybody? Live music on May 22nd at the Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. Taken Days, a bunch of other bands, and they rip. So listen to them.
Dude, that's rad. The punk rock scene is actually pretty cool right now, because I grew up listening to that type of music, Melancholy on Pennywise, NoFX, all that stuff.
Yes.
But right now, there's some great pop punk bands out there, like Knuckle Puck. The Story So Far, Trash Boat.
Trash Boat's rad, yeah. That's what I listen to. We're working out, you know. I do like
punk rock.
Yeah, I like that or hip hop. You know, either way.
You don't play too much of the hip hop.
It's a mood based.
Yeah,
we do. We have a lot of dance parties at home though, and we throw on like the old school hip hop and stuff. The kids listen to that kids bop kids stuff where they like bastardize the current pop song with kids.
Yeah, I love kids bop.
It's pretty good.
I've never heard that.
But after like 4 or 5 songs, I'm like, man, you got to hear the real thing. You know, we like play the real thing.
You know what has ruined some songs for me that like that is listening to Weird Al.
Oh, yeah.
His versions of songs. And then I'll be hearing the real thing, and I'll only be hearing Weird Al's lyrics because they're so much catchier than the real thing.
Totally.
That dude's a musical genius.
But like, they'll have like a Bruno Mars song, and it's like in the real song, it's like, Sex by the Fire. And like, the kids are like, Snacks by the Fire. And you're like, Snacks? Did they say
Snacks.
Snacks. Oh, okay. I like snacks.
Yeah. Got to keep it clean.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you listen to, Mikey?
Everything. You know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember hearing on one of the podcasts when I wasn't here to defend myself, Kevin said that you hate it when it's my music day because I play all kinds of horrible stuff. So that's not true. Let me defend myself.
I'm
now.
I play tell it bucket today. I play everything. Jones was on.
I play good music.
Let's hear it, Michael. Good and what terrible. Do you like? What do you like?
I don't know.
Well, today you were listening. We were working out together, and you had on POD toward the end. POD is awesome.
That's true.
Yeah, what else did I play before that? Oh, Fireflight. Yeah, they were good.
Is that who you had on when we were doing the ab portion?
Yeah, Fireflight.
Yeah,
that was Liar.
I've never heard that before. That was a good song.
Well, you know Fireflight, right?
No, I've never even heard of them.
Oh, yeah, you have.
No.
Yeah, they have like You Decide.
I grew up in the Christian music scene, and I never heard of those people.
You had some Parker McCollum on today, too.
Oh, yeah, we all love Parker McCollum.
That's what I would say right now is I'm a Riley Green, Parker McCollum. That's what I've been listening to.
Yeah, that's good. That's good country music.
Yeah.
Harmony's funny. My wife, same age as I am, but she's like, as you know, very put together Christian woman. But like by herself, it's like hardcore West Coast 90s rap. It's funny.
Dude, that's my wife
so
too.
So funny, dude.
I know like when she's gotten to be in the car without the kids. Because I'll go in there and she is blaring to old school hip hop.
Yeah, it's all Dre and Tupac and all. Yeah.
Got the seat back and everything.
Yeah, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
So I got a couple teenagers, and my daughter specifically is pretty into music. She's listening to music a lot. North listens to music too, but North likes like piano music, like the piano guys and people like that. So, which is very cool.
Like classical or like?
Yeah, like classical and like jazzy stuff.
All right,
he likes more music, not music with words as much. But my daughter Avery likes all kinds of music. So recently I've gotten stuck or trapped into listening to some of the songs by The Weeknd.
Oh, The Weeknd.
And Post Malone.
Posty, he's all right.
And I feel
I know those bands.
Yeah. You've Post heard them though.
Great.
I've been playing them here.
Sometimes I think you are better now.
Oh yeah.
That's Post. Well, he's great, dude.
But it's like the music that I grew up listening to, because I did the 90s rap too back in the day, and it's catchy. It's got a great sound. But the lyrics, especially when you start listening to them as you're older, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't listen to this.
Rough.
Yeah, not to get too far ahead about the CrossFit Games, but
yeah.
That's what I was listening to was yes. Victory by Puff Daddy.
Yes.
And Biggie. Smalls,
and it caused a big problem.
It did cause a big problem.
We'll talk
Maybe
about
we'll get
it.
In that
we'll
later.
Talk about
YouTube
it.
Flag.
But yeah, I go, you know, I'd listen to everything.
Yeah, I mean, when you're like, when I'm like lifting, like deadlifting or something like that, I'm like, DMX definitely helps out.
Maybe that's the problem, why you were saying that I'm horrible at choosing music, because you wanted like lifting music.
Yeah.
And I just listen to whatever.
Whatever
I don't
comes
need any, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's and the problem, right. A lot of the problem is too, is like you put on a station based off a song.
Right.
And then you have no idea what Pandora is going to pick. And then you're judging me off Pandora's picks,
yeah.
Which is completely uncalled for.
When I've got workout music going, I can't do that. I have playlists that
yeah.
I've built, so it's
yeah.
it's hand-picked songs, because I can't stand it when the wrong song comes on. I will have to go over and change it.
Well, and that, I used to have that, right? When you used to have to create your own
right.
playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have to put them all on one CD.
Yeah, now I'm lazy. I'm
yeah.
Dude, you know what song? I think you turned me on to it. It was the Trampled by Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
That Wait So Long song. But that's like, I'm not into all the folk stuff, but that seems like a punk rock folk song.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Check that song out.
Yeah. Avett Brothers, I think I'm pronouncing that wrong. I think they pronounce it Avett Brothers, but it doesn't matter. They actually have some songs that are really upbeat like that, but that still have kind of a country bluegrass vibe. They're really good too.
All right, so if you got to listen to one song, what's it going to be right now for a recommendation? Michael.
Parker McCollum.
All yeah, right. Give us a song though.
What is it?
Oh,
To Be Loved By You.
That's the one. Yeah.
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 Check it out. To Be Loved By
All right,
You.
That's yeah. one. Download it. Nolsif.
Get put on the spot. That's what happens, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I already said it, but you need to look up Tithemy by Sleeping Giant.
Yes.
I am going to put the link to YouTube in there.
Yes.
But that's a cop out because I already talked about that one. So go listen to High Diving by A Day to Remember or Everything We Need. Those are mellow songs, so if you're not into yelling, there's no yelling.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Well, all right, we already said it, but I think I like that Day to Remember with Marshmello, The Rescue Me.
That's pretty, a good song.
That's a good hit right there. Check that out.
You got like a little acoustic version of that too, don't you?
Yeah, so if you get
Rescue
into
me.
That song, they did a album recently that is all acoustic, and they put that song on there, and I think I might even like that version better than the one with Marshmello.
I always felt like I like acoustic, like when they do those acoustic rips better, because I don't know, maybe I felt like I was listening to something underground or something.
A lot of times too. So like with a band like A Day to Remember, they're actually good songwriters. So even though the music they write often is very loud and angry,
yeah.
there's a good song structure underneath it. So they can grab an acoustic guitar and play it and it's still a song.
Yeah.
It doesn't need the shouting and stuff. That record that's acoustic is called Live at the Audio Compound.
Solid. So if anyone was lucky enough to get one of the Fire You Carry shirts, we are all three big fans of the actual shirt, which we found on Amazon a long time ago. And they're called, what are they called? Next Level.
Next Level. We
The Premium Blend.
Premium
6410.
Blend. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, they even
the
got
one.
A new blend.
Oh.
It's pretty legit, too.
What's the blend? What's the number?
I'd have to look it up, but it's a little bit, it's like maybe instead of $8 a shirt, it's like $9
a
shirt. Oh. Yeah.
But I mean, they just a plain crew neck, insanely comfortable, very durable, well fitted shirt, and it's like $8 on Amazon.
We are all wearing one right now.
See that?
Well, even the cotton blend isn't
the cotton
that
blend
bad.
Is good
it's just,
too. Yeah.
But the premium blend is a little softer. It feels better.
So
yeah.
Funny thing, like I think you guys, we all have drawers. All men like have drawers of old T-shirts and stuff. But I think I'm like getting all of them away, and slowly but surely they're just becoming next level shirts.
Yeah. I wear them at work all the time, obviously, but I also have a bunch at home.
Yeah, they got all kinds of cool colors. That's all I wear now, too.
And I like to buy T-shirts with graphics on them, graphic tees that have some sort of statement or, I don't know, gun thing on them or whatever. Usually a skull. Actually, most of my shirts have skulls on them. But when I buy a shirt from a company and it comes and it's the next level tag, I get excited. I'm like, oh, I love it already.
That's funny because I like avoid all, like, I don't like any graphics. I just like a plain tee.
Yeah.
Well, I've been hitting up Kristen because she's got the Cricut machine.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic. So all my work shirts have logo customs, on them. Dude. Customs, dude.
One of one, dude. They're like
one of one.
Worth thousands of dollars.
You made me one a couple of weeks ago, and it is my new favorite work shirt.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it right now.
I actually had a...
Sure you can.
Okay.
It's my new favorite work shirt, too.
Yeah, I had a Kristen shirt on today. I had the Queen 15 Bully shirt on today.
Oh, the B-Shift Bullies.
Yeah. But that's plain cotton. I see. I didn't know back then.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's still good, though.
Still a great shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, we should talk about that shirt that Kristen made for you.
We'll just tell you what it says, and we won't tell the backstory.
Perfect.
I got my first hater, which I think I mentioned on a previous podcast without going into the details, but... Somebody had a negative comment that they shared about me and being on the podcast, and I got a good laugh out of it. So as part of that story, Michael made me a shirt, and it's a first place ribbon on the chest. It says first, and then Quinn 15 on one of the ribbons coming off the, what would you call it? The button.
Yeah.
And then the other one says the worst fireman I ever worked with.
I love it.
And then it's got the dude's, initial and his last name.
Now it's pride.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty funny, and I wear it all the time.
Yeah, you get a lot of questions about that one.
Yeah. What does that shirt say? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you.
So in the same vein with clothing, for this past probably 2 years, I've been trying to find the perfect training short, training being like working out. And my current favorite is one I just got. They're made by a company called Chubbies.
Chubbers. Do they have the nut huggers in the middle of them though? I hate those kind of shorts.
Yeah, so I actually really like the tight, I don't know what you'd call it, like compression underwear when I work out. So I usually wear that underneath my shorts. Well, these have them built in and they're pretty short shorts. Like that's kind of what they do. So they're like mid thigh. They're definitely not for the faint of heart, but I love them. They're awesome. They are way too expensive. I have one pair, and that'll probably be the only pair I have, but I really like them a lot. I also enjoy the 10,000 foundation shorts. Those are pretty good. I've been wearing them a long time. Probably actually I've been wearing those for like 3 years. They're very durable, but again, you're going to pay. They're $50 a pair, which is, I think, a lot for a pair of shorts.
I've been rocking the Walmart $10 ones.
I'm the same.
You got a pair of the 10,000s. I've seen it.
Well, you gave them to me, I think.
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Did I?
I think you gave them to me. Yeah.
The problem is when you go out and get something online that's expensive,
it
comes and then you don't like the way it fits. Well, I just don't know how to return stuff. So then I end up just
don't return it.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, I'll fit in that one day, or I'll get bigger and then I'll fit in it, whatever, however it fits.
I also bought a pair of RVCA or Ruka, I've been told it's pronounced.
Ruka.
Which doesn't make any sense because there's a V. I bought a pair of their shorts. I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from
those. But I have a pair of their board shorts, though, that have lasted me like 20 years, and they're indestructible.
Fair.
Yeah, it's very weird. But speaking of board shorts, did you guys ever grow up with the shorts that had the nut net in them? I hate it.
I always cut it out.
They cut out the nut net.
Yeah,
you got to cut out the nut net.
Well, because I buy running shorts when I was running.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they all come with the
Why do the running shorts come
underwears?
In with the nut net? Are you supposed to?
I don't know if you're not supposed to wear... any underwear and just go commando when you run.
Hope you don't stretch in front of me, bro.
Yeah. I just cut it out and just wear my regular things.
I'll tell you when you can't cut that out is when you're wearing Ranger panties.
Ranger panties come with the...
Yes.
They're
double layered and you can't cut the second layer out because if you do, they're transparent.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
The regular army shorts had, I think, them in it too.
Did they?
I wanted the black ones.
I didn't wear those very long. You're probably right, though.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I cut those out.
There was a funny thing when CrossFit was starting. It was all in California now. And like all the California people were just wearing board shorts, you know? And then when it got big, there was like people in the Midwest that would like show up to CrossFit gyms in board shorts. They're like, this ain't California. But it was like the CrossFit stuff.
It was the thing to do.
Girls wore eye socks and dudes wore board shorts.
Yeah. And everybody wore Chuck Taylors.
Chuck T's, dude.
Deadlift. Because that's what they were lifting in and that's what they would wear. Speaking of Chuck Taylors, I used to wear Chuck Taylors all the time for working out for CrossFit because that's what the CrossFitters were doing when I started. And I got addicted to shoes with no drop, zero drop shoes. So basically a shoe with a flat sole. The heel doesn't raise you up at all. They're flat. I even dabbled in the Vibram Five Finger world for a while, which if you don't know what that is, it's toe shoes. It's shoes with individual toes for your little toes to slip into. They're freakishly weird looking, but they're actually, I don't wear them anymore just because I got tired of buying them, but they're very comfortable and I loved working out in those. But the shoe that I'm currently wearing, I actually have two pairs. I have one here at work and one at home because I like them that much, but they're made by Innovate and they're called Bear XF 210 V2s.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big long name. I'll link it in the show notes, but they are great. If you like minimal shoes with a zero drop sole, they're incredibly durable. They hold up well and they look cool also.
All right. So we're into one of this product that I can't almost live without now is the Chili Pad. It's stupid expensive, but we had looked into this and that at the fire station, you get up at night, your body temperature is up. And I used to wake up like always sweating or my shirt was soaked in like sweat. I sleep hot, you know? And then at home, my wife always has like 16 blankets, you know, she's always got all the blankets. But the Chili Pad has this pad. It's just a cover that goes over your mattress and you can dial it up or down. You can have heat or cold, but typically you always go cold and it just cools your mattress. You can have a 60 degree mattress. So it's incredible. For me, I always had trouble sleeping. I still always struggle with sleeping. But when, you know, when your house is hot, you can't go to sleep or anything like that. But it's been amazing. We got one at home. We got one at work. And like, if we go stay at a hotel or do something now, I'm like so radically uncomfortable. I feel so hot.
Who found the Chili Pad?
I think
it was Kevin. Yeah.
They talked about
it. He got it first.
There's a bunch. There's all the people that I follow. Like they're in like the health and wellness, all the Laird Hamiltons, all those people, they all have it too. Laird says he travels with his.
Yeah, we just took a trip to Utah and we were out there for four nights, I think, and I missed it every night. I thought about it when I got in bed. I was like, oh,
it's so bizarre.
Chili Pad. We have one at home and then I also have one here at work because I have one too, obviously, and I love it that much. It is amazing.
And I will say this, my wife, who is the opposite, she always wants to be warm and she's always cold, you know what I mean? She tried it out and she originally was putting it on hot. And then I was like, hey, once you get warm, you know, now crank it down. And now she puts that thing on low before she goes to bed and loves it because she like can get heavy blankets and be all snuggled up underneath it. And she doesn't wake up once.
They're like $1,000.
But it's your sleep. It's your health.
We do have a discount code that they gave us.
Yeah.
So we'll put that in the show notes as well. I think it's 15% off. So
really?
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes.
You guys can talk me into it.
It is a really good product.
I've been thinking about getting one just because I just got a new memory foam mattress.
Oh.
Like one of those mail-in ones or whatever. I don't know which
one
it was. What
type?
You don't know which one it was?
Kristen does all that.
Oh, at home.
Yeah, we got a whole new mattress.
Okay.
But I find with like the memory foam, you get a little warm.
Yeah, they warm up.
They do.
Yeah,
so they hold heat.
So I put the Chili Pad on top of the memory foam.
Yeah, because you got the same type of mattress.
Yes. It's fantastic.
I got to do it.
Talk to us about the bed topper you got here at the station.
MyPillow. Shout out to Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
It's time to interrupt this podcast for Mike Lindell here with MyPillow.
Oh, it's great. I got the mattress topper. Hugo got the Giza Dream Sheets. He loves them.
Wow.
And we all got the MyPillow.
I got a MyPillow.
MyPillow's fantastic.
Extra firm, though. You got to get the extra firm.
Yeah.
I slept on the mattress the other day because Brian already had his bed set up in here and where I normally sleep. So I slept back there and it was nice. It was really nice. I actually almost slept through a call.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like it.
That's solid.
It's much better than these beds that we got.
It's a little known fact that Mike Lindell is actually Michael Kenobi's uncle.
It is. Does it come with like a pastel blue button down and some sort of chain? Dude, does it come
with a cross on it?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It should. Yeah.
It's coming from Giza.
Love it.
We talk about this because sleep is critical to your life. Sleep is so radically important. Look up anything. And even like all the fitness like gurus will say, like, don't even talk to me about what type of workout program or what to eat or what type of nutrition plan unless you're sleeping consistently 8 hours of sleep. So we can't control that here. So I'm going to try to control as much as I can with what I get, you know? So I'm trying to maximize sleep as best I can at home and work.
Cool. So I grew up skateboarding and my daughter, Avery, wanted to get into longboarding. So for Christmas, she got a really nice longboard. And Heather and I also got longboards because we wanted to be able to do something with her. So as a family, we've been going out and doing that and having fun. But recently for my birthday, I bought probably my favorite thing I've bought in a while. It's a Land Yacht dinghy.
Boom.
It's a little tiny cruiser skateboard. It's got
huge wheels on it.
I put huge wheels on it because we skate in the mountains, so there's rocks all the time. But we took it the other day to the pump track and skate park down in Temecula.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike and Kevin were both there, and Brian. And that thing was the most fun to ride in that park that I've ever had. Now, I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm just riding around. But that skateboard
seemed crazy to me.
Is super fun to ride. Yeah. It's fast. It's smooth. Just awesome. If you're an old dude like me trying to skate, I would strongly recommend checking out the Land Yacht dinghy.
You were ripping on that. What's crazy is, so we bought my 8-year-old daughter. She wanted a BMX bike for her birthday. And I grew up BMX, and I used to race BMX. And I don't know why it took me 26 years to buy a BMX bike, but got a stimulus check, bought a BMX bike, and we have been BMXing. We're going to this pump track, and I could do that every day of my life. I have a blast. It's so much fun. And then we're riding the skate park and doing little jumps, and my nephew came down from Oregon. We just BMX for 2 days, and it's just stupid fun. It sounds ridiculous, a 41-year-old on a BMX bike, but I'm having a blast.
It is a blast.
And that pump track is fun for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless Kevin's riding around. Watch out.
Keep
your four-year-olds away from Kevin, because he will take them out.
Had some young OC kooks trying to come into our spot, dude, and got to keep them in line. Sorry, Mike. I still feel bad about that, buddy.
Michael, tell us about Bob and his yard flags.
Bob lives in Whittier, and what is he, 92 years old?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is that Mahabra or Whittier?
I don't know.
I think it's La Habra.
But we noticed those yard flags everywhere around Whittier. And I know that he did a big thing for Whittier Christian High School. He used to make the sports signs for all the players that used to go there.
Yeah, before you, we had them. And we had supported Bob. And we had one in the yard. And we'd see him all over the place. But the rumor was, we didn't know exactly what street he was on.
Yeah.
And the rumor was that he had died, because he was like 90 when we were buying the flags.
Yeah. Well, there are these little awesome wood American flags with 5 stars on them. And then he has a cool little plaque at the bottom that says, God bless America, United we stand, on one side. And on the other side is, thank our veterans, honor our military. And so you could put it either way, but they're fantastic flags. I got my whole neighborhood now is dressed, but you see them all throughout Whittier. You'll see them everywhere. I've been in Corona, seen them. We just see them everywhere.
And the cool thing is, we happened to have a call that was out of our district on that dude's street, and we saw the garage open and the flags outside, and we're like, oh my God, that's the guy. That's him. Yeah. There he is. And he's in his mid-90s?
I think he's 92.
92.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's out there, you know, cranking out these signs handmade still every day.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And it's great to visit him because he's still sharp and he's fun to talk to. He'll jam you up a little bit. He's got this great old dog called Smokey. He's just a really cool dude, and it's awesome every time we get to visit him. We've bought quite a few flags in the past year.
Yeah. He's off of Dexter and what? La Habra Boulevard?
Yeah. I think it's still Leffingwell.
So if you're in the area, check him out on Dexter and Leffingwell.
Yeah. It's worth a visit. He also makes little like wooden flowers, and he does other things seasonally too, but it's cool stuff. We'll put a picture up.
Our buddy, Sean Percy Travis, he was on one of our episodes. He's just a very cool dude making moves right now, but he has created a daily journal called the Calling Man Journal Daily. And it says the masculine archetype, productivity mindset. So it's really cool. It's on Amazon. He designed it, produced it, and put it out there. We talked about a little bit of that, I think, about journaling and having like a daily mindset and setting goals and things like that on his podcast. But I just got one, so I haven't got it yet. I just bought one, but it looks really cool, and I really dig that he's doing that. And it's nothing to sneeze at to just put that together and get it on Amazon and do that whole thing. It's pretty cool. If you guys didn't hear that episode, but he had talked to somebody, I want to believe in Australia, that had kind of like a vision board, and he had all these different things that he will do daily on his board in Australia. And one of them, he was going to like touch the sand every single day and a bunch of other different things. And we just thought it was such a very cool idea, but I think he's transferring that kind of idea and mindset into a daily journal, which is something that both Noel and I've done before, is like journaling, writing down goals, different things like that.
it's a good practice. And we mentioned it in the podcast where he talked about journaling, but a lot of the historical figures that are people that you would look up to journaled. It was a thing in the past that men of, and women too, of course, but we're men, so that's what we like to talk about, would do. So today it's kind of been turned into this thing like, oh, teenage girls do that, but there's actually real value in it, and it is something that you should look into.
Now, I need it just for my memory, right?
No doubt.
Dude, it's great for that. If you write down a couple of things during the day that happened or that you want to remember, you will remember them better. And you can also, of course, if you don't remember, you can go back and read it.
Yeah. And there was a guy that I knew that he was a lifelong 30-year fireman, and he had a daily journal, but it was almost like a business journal. He just wrote, hey, Captain Chute was here today, Engineer Kenobi, Fireman Nolan Welsh. And then he would just write down two or three little bullet points of some of the different calls that they went on. I can't remember what calls we went on yesterday, you know, but was incredible for his family to look back on and be like, man, the guy delivered 12 babies. He had this many structures. He saved a life here. And like, it was really cool because we don't think of it of anything, but the family, I think looking back would look at it as just an incredible thing of seeing what he did. I don't do that, but I thought it was an awesome idea.
I was keeping a journal when I was in Iraq the very first time. I was a brand new Ranger, totally new, had no idea what was going on. And I journaled in there about the very first mission that I went on. And it's a little embarrassing now because I was on this mission and we were just there to observe the current Ranger battalion that was handing off the area to us. So we weren't really involved. We were just there. I was there with my lieutenant. It was just the two of us. So we were kind of on the perimeter. And long story short, another unit of a higher tier was hitting a house. And the Ranger battalion that was there was the cordoning unit. They were keeping the area secure, making sure nobody came in or left. And I'm hearing all of these rapid fire pops that I assume are gunfire. I'm like, those guys are getting into a real actual gunfight in there. They're just in there killing people. I'm like, this is how it's going to be. And I wrote down in my journal that there was a gunfight on the first mission I was on. And well, I found out later on that those were just flashbangs. In the Ranger battalion, we had flashbangs that were a single bang, one big bang. And in this other unit, they were using what we called three bangers. And I'd never heard or seen one before because they were too high speed. We didn't have them. So that's what I was hearing. They were just clearing rooms using flashbangs. They didn't fire a shot. But I didn't know that at the time. And I wrote it down like it was this big event and nothing actually happened.
That's funny. All right. We're just random. Sure. We're just talking about things. We're like, I got a Theragun, their first model that was 50% off because they were, it's basically like a handheld massager. It looks like a gun. And I love that thing. I had shoulder surgery and I had like bad range of motion. I can only put my hands up at like a 45 degree. And I started using that Theragun and I gained a lot of range of motion. So I like using it for warming up. The one I have is the OG model that I got half off because it had new and it's louder than all get up. But the new ones, they're really expensive. I want to get one, but they're like silent and you could do it like sitting there with your lady. But I do think they're pretty rad.
He does use it every day. I am a witness.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? The random episode?
Random show.
Random show. I had to mention the Demmer box.
Oh, yeah. The Demmer box, dude.
Yeah.
Beats. Got to have beats.
So the great thing about the Demmer box is it's a music box. This guy, his last name's Demmer. He was in Antarctica, and he made this box out of a Pelican case. And that's where it started. The people there were like, this thing's great. It's an indestructible box. Well, I guess it's could be probably.
Yeah, mostly.
But it is awesome. It's got like a, I don't know, the battery lasts like 2 weeks.
How does that happen?
I have
never
no idea.
Seen anything like that.
Neither have I. But it's great. It's waterproof. So you could take it to the beach. You could take it to the river.
It looks like a small Pelican case.
It is a small Pelican case. Yeah that they made into a speaker box. And it's got, you know, it's a box so you could store stuff in there. Fantastic.
Yeah, we use it almost every day when we're on duty here.
Yeah,
it's
that
great.
Thing's ripped, and it's portable. You can take it on the rig, take it wherever.
Gets nice and loud.
Yeah, if you had a rig with no radio, you could throw that on there.
No doubt.
Bumps, yeah, it's great.
What I think is impressive is most little speakers, we've gone through, I don't know, 15 little Bluetooth speakers. The battery doesn't last more than an hour, it seems like, on those things.
Yeah, constantly dying.
It's also a little expensive, but well worth it.
There's a guy, his name is Dom Rosso, and he did a podcast for a short time back in 2019, And I was listening to it because I had been following him on the YouTubes. He was doing like self-defense and, you know, EDC videos, that type of stuff. He's a former Navy SEAL. He did an interview with a guy named Jack Carr.
Yes, Jack Carr.
And Jack Carr was talking about his book. And so I liked the conversation. I went and downloaded the book on Audible. I listened to it. I grew up reading books like The Hunt for Red October and Clear and Present Danger by Tom Clancy. So I love the kind of thriller, military, spy books. I grew up reading that stuff. Well, this book took all that stuff to an entirely different level.
Yeah, his first one's called The Terminal List.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of violence in there. But if you're into that kind of book, his whole series, he has a series of three now with a fourth one coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so he has The Terminal List, True Believer, Savage Son, and then I think The Devil's Hand is coming out.
Yeah, they are fantastic to listen to. I didn't read it. I listened to it in my car because that's what I do now. But
so I always try to read a little bit, like 10 pages a day. It's like a goal that I try to have. And when I picked up The Terminal List, I read that book in like 2 weeks, done. And then Noel turned me on that he had a series out, and we started listening to the audiobooks. And like, it's one of those audio series like that you get so into. Like I would love traffic because I'm listening to this book, or I'd like just wait in a parking lot somewhere and just continue listening. It's awesome. And the thing that's awesome is I was not in the military, but he has so much like very precise like military kind of tactics and weapons and things that he gets into. So it makes a fiction novel like actually like seems super real.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a really good job of talking about gear and locations and how he's gathering intel and just all that stuff that gives it a awesome realism.
But go check out Jack Carr. The Audible, the guy that does the narration is incredible. He does these great accents. He's got a great voice. And start with The Terminal List and go through the series. You won't be disappointed. So we did the CrossFit Games Open. We want to give a shout out to some people, man. We had Eric Eastland did it, Mike Kenobi, Noel Lilly. Who else did it?
Charles Brown.
Oh, Charlie Brown, dude, from Glendale. Yeah. Beast. They were horrendous workouts. They were really challenging. I thought they were challenging.
Well, yeah. Stuff that I'd never done before.
They were really difficult workouts.
I think what's really rad is that Noel and I have been exposed to CrossFit for years. We've been doing this type of like fitness type of stuff for a long time. Michael's been doing like 8 months and he kicked my butt. I thought that was awesome.
Well, a lot of that has to do with your shoulder.
Yeah, but I mean, not an excuse. You were doing workouts with double unders and things like that and wall walks that I would have never done within the first year of doing that kind of workout. Never.
Well, thanks.
Truth. Yeah, they were four really tough workouts. Obviously, CrossFit has evolved a lot over the years, and the Open has changed dramatically. This year, of course, with COVID and restrictions and stuff, they did change it a lot. Because we don't go to a CrossFit box, we had to film our workouts, which added another level of difficulty, finding out the proper angle and making sure we did all the measurements right and all that kind of stuff. So it was a good experience there. It definitely forced me personally to do things that I did not want to do, that I would not have chosen to do, which always exposes a weakness and then gives me something new to work on. So in that sense, it was good to do, and we'll do it again next year probably.
Yeah, I think the best thing about the Open is that it pushes you out of your comfort zone. You're going to push on that workout because it is filmed, it is timed, it is recorded, all your reps are perfect. It pushes you out of where you're normally comfort. So I think on all the three workouts or the four workouts, I was at the red line on all of them.
What was the toughest one for you?
That muscle up one is horrendous. I can't.
The last one?
Yeah.
21.3? Yeah. I thought 21.2 was the hardest.
That was the box jump?
With the box jumps. I felt like after that, I thought I was going to faint.
Broken.
Yeah.
That was one of the cooler things I've ever seen as far as fitness goes. When Kevin was doing that workout, he was moving at a good pace. He was getting the work done, and he came down to the very end.
Yeah.
And he had a minute left?
Yeah.
A minute left on the clock, and he had 15 burpee box jumps to do. And he's exhausted because he's been working hard for 15 minutes. And he just flipped some switch somewhere and just started.
Mike yelled at me, "You got a minute left. You got to go." And he was like, "It wasn't a choice." He was like, "You got to go."
And you went.
He
did have a choice, but
he started pouring through those burpee box jumps, and he finished the workout before the time ran out. It was amazing to watch. In contrast to that, when it came down to my final 15, Kevin was yelling at me to finish them because, you know, to get a better time, and I did not turn it on. I just struggled through them because I was that exhausted. But it was rad to watch.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say that was the toughest. Well, because you were spent after that.
I was done.
Yeah.
I was absolutely done. I just think that the last one hurt more, like just shoulder stuff. But
the
last one hurt more. But yeah, that was brutal. I was done. I had to I was laying in a puddle for a while after that one.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When you guys are watching and yelling and we're not working out at the same time, I just felt like you can't dog it, dude. They're like, you know, and I felt like I was pushing out of my comfort zone for sure.
Yeah. Anytime you do a competition of any kind, and this is why we all advocate for finding something to compete in, you will work harder than you would normally. And that is good because it pushes you outside your comfort zone and will make you better.
Funny thing. I do think ego plays into it a little bit because you're like, for me, like my coach used to put me on the side of the, like in soccer or something, like on the side of where the stands were. He's like, you're always going to play better in front of people. If I put you on the far side, you're terrible. So I think that's my own personal ego. I was like a gamer. I wasn't a practice guy, but when the lights were shining, I like loved to get down. So I do think that if you boil it down, like I want to look good in front of someone. It's the ego, dude.
Yeah.
But he is funny. He's like, I'm like, Coach, why am I playing on the right side? No, that's where the crowd is, man. You're going to do a lot better over there.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. This is just a little lighthearted episode. Next week, we will be back on with another guest if all goes as planned. Thank you for listening. This is the Fire You Carry podcast. Hey, you guys have been amazing. Your support continues to overwhelm Kevin and I. The podcast is something that Kevin and I both love to do, and it's been really awesome seeing it connect with so many people and watching it grow. If you want to continue to help support us, we would love it if you would continue to tell your friends and family about it. Go ahead and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on. And give us a review on iTunes if you haven't done so already. For those of you that have, that is a huge deal and makes a big impact on where we end up on ratings and lists and things like that. So we really appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Worst fireman I ever worked with.
What are you doing?
It's the best, dude. It's the best.
Who's gonna clean it up?
Oh, you know what it was? It was in the summertime when the weather is hot.
Oh.
You can just right down and touch the sky when the weather is fine. You got women on your mind.
I love that song.
Have a drink, have a drive, and go out and see what you can find.